Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the stories we sell ourselves. Now you go, okay, Chad, what do you mean by that? Well, we have stories that we tell ourselves all the time. And whether they are good or whether they are bad, these stories impact the way we communicate and in the end impact the way we speak and whether we get what we want or end up coming up short. So we're going to talk for a few minutes about what the stories do and how we can overcome that. And I'm going to use questions from listeners that have asked me, how can I better speak and get what I want? And it really comes back to some of those specific stories that we sell ourselves, or of course, we tell ourselves. And one of the questions is, can the stories I tell myself really affect how others respond to me? And of course, the answer to that is a resounding yes. Now you say, Chad, what do you mean by that? Well, let me give you a further example. I want you to dial it back to when you were a kid for a moment. And you wanted to do something. And in order to do that, you needed permission from your mom. And so you had to call your mom and she picked up the phone and she answered a certain way. Now, depending upon what you were about to ask your mom, you could tell the type of day your mom, first you could tell the type of day your mom was having by some of you could even say by the way your mom said hello. Right? And you knew, depending on how big the ask was, whether it was okay for you to further ask your mom that question or not. So think for a moment about something. You wanted to do something with a friend or you wanted to have some sort of an experience and you called your mom. And if she answered kindly or she was excited or seemed to be happy, then you thought, well, okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask the question. Or if she seemed frustrated, you thought, you know, maybe now is not the time. And much of that was just based on the way your mom said hello. And so think for a moment about the stories you sell yourself. And it goes beyond just one word of hello. So your mom had a bad day, your mom was having a challenging day, and you could tell by the way that she said hello. Well, the stories you tell yourself come across not only in the hello, but the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, and the way you deliver your message. So when I get the question, can the stories I tell myself really affect how others respond to me? Absolutely, because you are sending a message in all that you do. Remember, you're constantly communicating for good or for bad. People are receiving that message. If you want to attract, now let's step back for a moment. Because the stories you sell yourself have such an impact on the way you communicate, it also has an impact on the type of people that you attract and the type of people that want to come into your life. So if you're telling yourself stories of negativity, of failure, of frustration, if you are constantly telling yourself those stories, then you will begin to attract people that share similar stories. And what will happen then is then it will just grow and grow and grow, and you'll never get where you need to be. So will the stories impact the way others respond to you? They'll not only impact the way others respond to you, they will attract the people that share those same stories. So think about that for a moment as we go to the next question, which is, what is a story you used to sell yourself? Asking me, what is a story that you used to tell yourself that you had to rewrite? One of those stories, I used to always tell myself, I'm inexperienced. They were limiting belief stories. And I had to reframe those stories within my own mind, saying, okay, I can accomplish this and I will accomplish this. And it goes back to what TK and I've talked about when it comes to affirmations and positively or speaking positively about yourself. So when you say, well, Chad, how do you rewrite the stories that you tell yourself? How do you do that? First, you have to acknowledge that you are in a negative space. Now, keep in mind, negativity and positivity are similar to light and darkness. And just like lightness and darkness cannot occupy the same space, nor can positivity and negativity occupy the same space. So you are either a positive person or behaving positively, or you are a negative person performing negatively or behaving negatively. You have to choose. So what you need to do in order to rewrite the story is you have to acknowledge when you have been in a negative place and when you've been in a positive place, and recognize it and then change it. Now, this goes back to when people say, Chad, well, how do you rewrite the stories? This really goes back to, who are you associating closely with? Who are you associating closely with? Now, for me, there's no one I associate closer with than my wife, Cassie. And again, I certainly don't want to put her up too much on a pedestal, because that's unfair to do that to anyone. But for me, I don't know a better person on this earth than Cassie. And so for me, when I'm with her, she's always, always emphasizing that positivity. She's always emphasizing, when I start saying, okay, I'm frustrated, or I start getting to a negative space, then and I'm around Cassie, she quickly helps me point that out and helps me get to that positive place. And she does it in a very kind, positive way. So take note of who you are spending your most time with, who you are associating closely with. TK, as I've shared before, serves in that kind of a role for me. I was just on the phone with TK a few hours ago, and he was in Las Vegas working with some bankers, and I was talking to him, and we were having this, but giving each other positive feedback. He's like, how are you doing? What are you working on? And we were, just discussing the different projects we were both working on, giving each other positive feedback and feeling of that energy. If you are to rewrite the stories, acknowledge who you are spending the most amount of time with, and then make sure it's having a positive influence on you. As I've shared before on previous podcasts, it's important to note, if there are people that are dragging you down, if you are associating with people that are full of negativity, I promise you, they will not only continue to support those negative stories, they'll add to them. So you have to be very, very careful in your selection of friends. Make it your highest priority that you are associating closely with people full of that positive energy, so that you won't fall into what so many people refer to as that victim mentality. Because what you can either dwell on that negative story or dwell on the positive outcome of it. Because even when you have a failure, even when you have a setback, if you look at the positive learning that came from it, if you look, there is some positivity somewhere there. And when you are associating with the Cassies of the world, the TKs of the world, it will help you see that. You'll gravitate then towards the positivity, overcome, and continue down the path to your success. Now, this is a question that I get often. And that is, Chad, okay, I hear you talking about the positivity. I hear you talking about the importance of it. But is there a difference between lying to yourself and telling a better story? Is there a difference of lying to yourself? And I always get troubled by that for a moment. Because when I say to myself, I can accomplish these things, or when I say to myself, this is where I am going to be, I truly believe it. I truly believe it. And I'm not lying to myself, but rather I'm living into that belief. The moment you say, oh, you know what, I'm just a failure, I really can't accomplish those great things, then you find yourself on a slippery slope. So don't even for a moment begin to think that you are lying to yourself when you begin to think and believe that you were going to accomplish great things. My good friend Michael Gerber, he wrote the book The E-Myth many years ago. He always would say to me, Chad, you are a creator. You were born to create. You were born to accomplish great things. And he really believed that within himself. And when I was around him, he would help me believe it within me. And so I know I'm going back to the importance of focusing on who you are spending the most time with, but be very, very selective so that you don't find yourselves selling those negative stories about yourselves. Now, how do the stories we tell ourselves connect to actually getting what we want? How do these stories, okay, so if you start thinking, and I love this story that I was shared, a good friend of mine was a vice president of a billion-dollar software company, and he shared with me one time when I was sitting in his office, he goes, do you know how this company started? And I said, no, tell me the story. And he goes, years ago, the founder of the company was working on this software in his basement, and he just landed his first client, and it was a big client, and he was super excited about it. But before he could hang up the phone, before he could end the phone call, this client said, you know, this is a pretty big contract. Do you mind if we come out to your offices before we finalize it? And he said, well, of course, that would be fine. And he goes, yeah, this is such a big contract. We'd hate to sign it with some person working out of a basement. You know what I mean? And they all chuckled, but the founder of the company realized he was working out of the basement. So he had the weekend before they were going to come and visit the following week. So he secured some office space, and then he went to church on Sunday and convinced people that he would pay them a little bit to walk around for a few hours in that office so that it made it look like that it was an organization with people working there. They came and visited, saw all the activity in the office, and signed the contract. Now, people may say, well, Chad, he was lying. He wasn't being completely honest. No, he was clear in his vision. He was clear in his destination, and he just needed some people to support him to get where he needed to be. You see, he believed so much that this software company that now is a multi-billion-dollar company, he believed so much in it. He just needed the support from some others that he rallied the troops around, and he was able to experience, sign this contract, and began a very, very successful company. And so when you believe in yourself, when you believe that you are destined for greatness, and I promise you, each of you listening on this podcast are destined for greatness. In fact, and you've heard me talk about this a lot recently, where I've talked about people living below their potential. It's because they continue to sell themselves on stories that allow them to feel comfortable below their potential. So what each of you listening to this week's podcast need to do is think to yourself, what are some of the stories I am selling myself? Take time, take a blank piece of paper, sit down and think to yourself, what are some of those stories that I'm selling myself? I promise you, you have them. Then once you acknowledge them, I need you to replace them. because just like that founder of the software company realized, wait a second, all I need is some people to walk around to support me. There are people that are willing to walk around and support you to help you get those stories out of your mind and focus on the positivity. So take the stories that you're selling yourself right now and get rid of those stories. And remember, the way that you can continue to support yourself through this is by surrounding yourself with people full of positivity that can help you get to where you need to be. If you believe in yourself, you can accomplish those things. And don't get caught up in that trap of, you know what, I just am destined to be right here. You know what, maybe it was not meant to be. No, it is absolutely meant to be. Dream bigger and you'll be stunned at what you can accomplish. Get rid of the stories that you sell yourself and surround yourself with the right people, and greatness will open itself up before you and you will achieve things you never thought you could achieve before. Love spending this time with you. Remember, in order to speak and get what you want, you have to get rid of those stories that you're selling yourself that are allowing you to be comfortable coming up short. Don't tolerate it. Know that you are destined for greatness, and have a tremendous day, everybody. Take care. Goodbye now.